This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Welcome to our special weekend show, Sunday Uncensored. Every week, we produce 4 uncensored episodes of the TimCast IRL podcast exclusively at timcast.com, and we're going to bring you the most important for our weekend show. If you want to check out more segments just like this, become a member at timcast.com. Now, enjoy the show. So I think you guys watched this yesterday with us because I said it was the greatest fucking thing I have ever seen, the best commercial ever. And because they haven't seen it, I'm playing it again. So I hope you enjoy the ice cream commercial again. Here we go. It's a minute long, so I'm going to play it now.
Hello.
Good morning. It is time for ice cream.
What's good? What's
it? Eat the ice cream.
Where am I?
Humans require ice cream.
What is this place?
Eat the ice cream.
I don't want any more.
Eat the ice cream.
How long have I been here?
You're so hungry for delicious ice cream.
Get that away from me. Where's Steven?
Everyone you love is gone. There is only ice cream. Eat the ice cream. Eat the ice cream. Eat the ice cream.
This guy's a genius. I love this song. The song says, "It's only me and the machines. Ice cream for you."
That is the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Is that a real commercial?
I think it is. I think they hired this guy because he makes these weird ass videos. I think they hired him and they were like, "Hey, make a commercial." I totally would do the same thing.
And this makes you want to buy the ice cream?
Why do I want to buy that ice cream?
I don't.
I don't want any ice cream ever again, frankly.
The climax is everyone you love is gone. There is only ice cream.
There is only ice cream.
And the machine. Holy crap, that is weird.
I mean,
it was good, right?
The lady did a great job.
Yeah.
She was wonderful.
Where's David?
But you know what? I'm not going to lie. I don't think I've ever had Halo Top ice cream. I'm kind of curious to buy some now.
It's like keto ice cream.
I'm curious to try it.
It's sort of low calorie. Right. I have purchased the Halo ice cream.
I don't think I will anymore.
So
too dark for me.
Let's talk about news. So we have this study that's actually not just Daily Mail, but a bunch of outlets have been covering this. We all knew this. Most gender-confused children grow out of it. Landmark 15-year study concludes. We've cited other studies over and over again showing this. Mm. Kids grow out of it. The cure for gender dysphoria is puberty. We have that story, and then we have this from Daily Caller. Actually, it's a Daily Show segment where Charlamagne the God said DEI is bullshit. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Do we stick a flag in the ground for victory on that issue and then keep pushing forward? DEI and the trans stuff is crumbling before our very eyes. Well, they know they're losing voters over it. They know it's not popular, and now they're starting to abandon it. Charlamagne the God does this segment where he still insults conservatives, but then basically goes, "Yeah, but everyone knows it's bullshit anyway."
Mm.
I think for the trans stuff, personally, I would feel like you can't declare an early victory on that one. It's too dangerous. You don't want to have any child at risk of being subjected to, you know, that kind of chemical castration or alteration. With the DEI stuff, you know, it seems like it's obviously going to run its course. But this is one of the problems I have with conservative movements, which is that they'll be like, okay, we've gotten a couple people to admit it, so that's a victory. We've got it in the bag. And again, especially with the transgender issues, because it's so hyper targeted at minors and there are such long term physical devastating consequences, like I feel like we need 10 more 15-year studies to be like, I want it to be everyone rolling their eyes, like, okay, we get it, we messed that one up. Like, I want it to be so apparent that this was the wrong move, and that they cost so many people so much by saying actually take the drugs and socially transition and go undergo surgery.
I think that's like a really important point, right? That's what happens. Like, so I've been doing conservative media for like 5 years or something like that. And before that, I was mostly just making art in New York City. And, before I got canceled. And I've noticed that I have had this feeling myself where it's like you keep talking about a thing and it raises awareness, if I may. And people then start talking about it. And you have the New York Times coming out. Just recently, there was a column about how maybe affirming kids is not the greatest plan, and things start to make a little noise and it starts to turn around. And then you see this like, okay, DEI is trash according to this guy, which we already knew, but you still have the Biden administration. They just hired a DEI chief for the State Department to create agency workforce, mm-hmm. you know, that reflects America.
After 10 months of vacancy, right? Mm. They made this thing, they heralded how great they were in 2021. She left, they were like, oh, we should probably fill that position. And then right before the end of the administration, they're like, no, we do take DEI seriously.
Right. So what's, you know, it is hard, though, to keep shouting about stuff and then get frustrated because nothing ever changes. And you can start feeling a little blackpilled about, like, I've been screaming about this for this whole time.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. You know, we keep saying, what is a woman? And you keep having fellas, you know, whipping out their dicks in the ladies' locker room. Mm-hmm. What's going, like, why are we still having this?
But I think it's important to have these victories sort of in their court. I mean, the American Academy of Pediatrics was saying, no, of course you should transition your children. You should have all these things. And you'll have liberals who will point to that, right? They'll say, these institutions that we fund and we create say the thing that we want them to say. And so you need to have sort of academic studies that are refuting all this information, because if it plays itself out, if this is real, that most people grow out of it, which I totally believe, then you have to have it in every corner of the evidence that they point to say, no, but this institution says that. I mean, every single major medical industry that they use as sort of a scapegoat to say, oh, well, they said it's okay, they should also have to recreate these studies and have the same results.
I believe those study is definitely accurate, because a similar study was done that showed that 100% of little boys who think that they're ninjas eventually realize that they're not. And so there is something that comes with puberty and growing up. And it used to be gender dysphoria, because it was a mental illness that can be grown out of. And as Tim said, it's puberty is the best solution for it. You would think a study like this is enough evidence to say, therefore, it is incumbent upon the Congress. I mean, we do have a government for a reason, that children under the age of 18, if you're 19 and you want to do stuff to yourself, I guess we have to allow it. Mm-hmm. But if you're still a minor, then we have to ban.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Any of this from happening, because
I don't know if I agree.
Oh,
I mean,
100%.
We've had this argument with people on the show before, and it's like, if somebody is body dysmorphic and they want their hand chopped off, should a doctor do it?
Until they're, so that's like after 19, I totally agree with you. No, I know what you're saying there.
If a 25-year-old went to the doctor and said, my hand needs to be removed.
No, I'm.
So why your balls?
No, because I'm saying for under 18, it has to be banned completely.
I'm saying for everyone.
I'm saying, well, for everyone, if right, you want to you want to chop off your own hand at 25, go right ahead.
No, I say no. I said the doctor should be like, fuck no, we're not cutting your hand off.
No, if you want to chop off your own hand.
No, absolutely not. You should be locked up.
Well, I can't stop you from chopping off your hand.
Right,
you
but
can't you can't stop someone from killing themselves either, but you still try.
And the problem, absolutely. The problem you should. I'm not being passive
about
it.
How about this? Then you cut off your own hand, then you're cut off from all social services and no taxpayer money.
100%. You can't have any claim as a disabled person. Because I no longer have a hand because you
the problem with that mentality is that it's no matter what you do, that person becomes a burden on everyone else.
I totally with you. My point is we're talking about children because they are the ones who are targeted with the trans movement.
And what I'm saying is
and we
I'm
have
not,
to protect those who sure. cannot protect themselves, especially if their parents the are not protecting them.
It's I'm interesting saying that you say
doctors
that.
Shouldn't cut people's balls off or tits off.
It's interesting that you say that because there have been
except some for cancer and shit
detransitioners specifically in the UK. I'm thinking of Richie Herron, who underwent transition once he was of age, and he feels horribly like he's detransitioned. He feels horribly about it. He feels like even at the time he was not able to give informed consent. And there have been adult detransitioners who underwent transition after they came of age, who are saying this should never be permitted across the board.
Damn.
There need to be far more safeguards.
I mean, imagine somebody like has a psychotic break one day and then they go to a doctor and they're like, I need my hand removed. And the doctor goes, okay, cuts their hand off or their balls. And then 3 days later, they start coming back to themselves and it was, I don't know, chemical induced, who knows? And they're like, oh my God, what happened? We're supposed to be helping people who want to chop their body parts off.
We are 100%, but we're also not going to start creating a task force to go around and check that people are not harming themselves.
Well, the thing should be doctors shouldn't be doing this.
100%.
Right.
100%. Yeah. Doctors shouldn't
should
be doing
not be,
this.
You know, there
but I'm
be
talking about the children.
Yeah.
And the problem with the children is that you do have these lefty parents who are pushing their children to do it. And that is a role of the state to say, I don't care if you think you're 6 year old should be transitioning. You have lost that authority as the.
I don't understand what you're saying. I'm saying it's banned, period.
Yes.
For kids and for adults.
I'm particularly worried about kids.
But which is banned for everybody. It's just there's no question.
Yeah. Delightful. But you're still going to have parents who say, but I actually do think my
sucks
son
for you.
Needs to transition and we're going to
and
push it.
And they'll take your kids from you if you do it.
And I think you'll still have like 19 year olds who are like, but I want to go by she, her pronouns, even though I'm biologically male and I want to wear a skirt and whatever else. I mean, there is a level of all of this that you can't make someone who desperately wants to believe in delusion leave that behind, right? But there obviously are things that we would want to safeguard against. I find this really interesting because so much of it, like the anecdotal story that came out of COVID was you would get school counselors saying, you know, in our school, we were particularly worried about these 5 students who all identified as transgender. And then they went home for COVID and they were, you know, doing remote schooling. And then 4 of them, you know, went back to using whatever biologically accurate pronouns and they never talked about it again. And there was maybe one student that stuck with it. Like, it is so interesting that there is a level of you can't force an adult to comply. But with children, so much of the pressure is actually coming from, like you're saying, their parents, their school, their friends.
It seems textbooks.
Their textbooks. And I mean, even now, I think I made a joke about this the other night, but like, when you're applying to college, like it behooves you to say, well, I actually identify as a whale. And like, I need to be with the ocean. And that's why I'm applying to, you know, a landlocked college in the middle of the country. Like, it just becomes this sort of weird thing that I think so many people say, I don't want to seem like the stodgy trad, you know, whatever. And so I'm so open-minded that I also identify in this unusual way, even though they actually don't want to carry out, they don't want to be pressured to undergo any kind of hormonal intervention. I think the number of people that, to your example, like who really would want to be so desperate they want to cut their own arm off are far and few between. And if you keep them from being pressured, they grow out of these things.
They do. They do. And Libby, you said earlier in this segment, I think, right, was it 30% of Gen Z identifies as
yeah, it's like 28%.
You know, because exactly what you were just saying, Hannah Claire, right? It's stodgy to just identify as whatever you are. So it looks good on college applications. Mm-hmm. So sure, yeah, of course. I kissed another girl. I may be bi, lesbian, gender fluid. And like, yeah, sure. Check the box. Who cares?
I think it becomes an issue because so many teens are void of purpose and they don't feel like they have a direction or a strong sense of self. I referenced this the other day, but there was this study that came out, and to be fair, a photo book company sponsored the study, so they have some bias here, but the study found that having family photos in the home, like hung up on the walls, is beneficial to children's sense of self-esteem because it gives them this idea of like where they come from and they're part of something bigger and all of this. And so many young people right now are trying to scream at you that they need help, they need attention, and that they are in some ways worth noticing because they feel invisible, especially I think young adults who got sent home during COVID, right? Who don't have connection among their peers, who are growing up in a really stressed household where probably their parents are stressed about money. Like they need some sort of sense of self, and they are being fed the idea that they could be a different gender as the solution to this problem. And I think that's really sad.
It is. And evil.
And evil. And they grow out of it, which is... Which is the word? Like, could you imagine?
So I'm saying we can yell charge. Like on the battlefield, they're in full retreat. I'm not like, you don't stop fighting. That wasn't what I said. I'm saying we can now declare victory on these issues as they begin retreat, and then we storm the battlefield. Now we start pushing even harder, and they're done. It's over. Mm-hmm. Now here's what you do. Whenever you bring up DEI being bad, just cite Charlemagne the God. Just say, are you racist? Well, you know, you're talking to your liberal aunt. She's like, diversity is good. And it'd be like, are you a white supremacist? She'd be like, what? Now you'd be like, well, Charlemagne the God said it wasn't good. Who's that? A black radio host?
Yeah.
On the Daily Show? What are you, like a Fox News person? And she'd be like, no. Yeah,
true.
And then be like, look, Charlemagne the God said it's over. Yeah. We win.
It's crazy how fast people just drop all the stuff they say when you put something like that in front of them. They'll be like, oh, wow, I guess you're right. I never looked at it that way. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. I apologize.
I just think it's weird that we have these places in society where we're not allowed to quote. Like, if Charlemagne the God says it, it obviously is the truth because he has never been wrong about anything ever. And I think he's right on this take, but it is interesting that we have to bring out a token black person to be like, see? This is the point. Like, that's so weird and creepy to me. Like, that's weird.
So now you can go to all your liberal relatives and be like, what are you talking about? Charlemagne, the Daily Show was talking about how DEI is bad. What do you guys listen to? Like, weird conspiracy stuff?
I don't know. I still celebrate diversity. I say we may be losing doors off of planes, but those doors were poorly assembled by the most diverse group of plane assemblers in history. And that is something to celebrate.
That's what really matters.
That is something to celebrate.
It's a victory for sure. But what kind of victory?
I don't know. A good one. A moral victory. It doesn't matter if you're factually right, so long as you're morally right.
Yeah. Well, they did the right thing by supporting diversity. And who cares about anyone who was affected by, you know, plane crashes? That's a price that we have to pay as we pursue diversity.
DEI is dying. ESG is dying.
Yep.
The gender stuff is dying. Is it enough dying, though, to matter in November? Are people going to get out and vote because of these issues?
No. It doesn't. It's not. None of these things are going to change the amount of paper collected by Democrats.
Yeah.
They're going to go to Skid Row and they're going to walk up to a homeless guy and be like, I'll give you $5 to say, sign this.
Okay.
Done.
Good luck, though. They haven't been on Skid Row. Good luck.
They're gonna do it.
Yeah, they will.
They're gonna be like, hey, you want some crack? And they're gonna be like, sure. And it's like, sign this. And be like, I'll do anything for crack. There you go. That's another vote.
That's where when these people, leftist billionaires, say that they're pledging $100 million for the Democrat cause, it's like, that's where the money's going.
Yep.
You know.
Yep. All right, everybody. Let's go to callers. Let's bring the callers into the conversation.
We were speaking about ducks earlier, so let's talk to a duck toilet. Right. How's it going?
Hello?
They're there. Just
hey, here we go.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, guys? Long time listener, first time caller.
I've
been thinking a lot about Christianity, the Christian nationalist movement, and the left. My question really is that the left seems to be militant, more atheistic, more secular. They don't really have a religion to say. They tend to mock religion because the right tends to lean towards religion. So my main question is, could this inspire violence? Could this inspire leftist retribution against the right? Because there always been, has been, from what I've seen, atheists that were willing to get militant against religious people, especially Christians. So do you think this could, maybe in the summer months when everyone's getting rowdy and stuff, that can inspire some violence, especially if Donald Trump happens to push Christian nationalism on the rest of the country? Could that cause a retribution or a kind of revenge?
Well, it is just about riot season.
Yeah,
it is about right season. I will say,
on an election year too.
I think that there are already threats against from non-religious left-leaning sides of society against Christians in particular. Regularly, I mean, remember when Roe v. Wade got overturned, and so they threatened to there were lots of threats to churches on Mother's Day weekend. Like a place weird. They know Christians would assemble, and Christians are, you know, anti-abortion, and so they're like, we specifically know where you are and we will target you because you don't share a belief system. Like, that's if a threat of violence versus violence, I'm not sure where we put that on the scale, but this is something that already occurs. I don't know that it would be different this summer as opposed to any other time.
I don't know. When in the history of the world has religion ever caused violence or warfare?
Never.
Well, right?
Yeah. There may be just a couple instances.
I mean, some minor incidences. No, I think 100%. I think the only point I would disagree with you, sir, is when you said they don't have religion. I think leftism is their religion.
I think it's very cultish.
Yeah. I think they have the same religious tenets. It's just not
they think
towards
identity
God.
Is
it's
the
towards,
soul. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They think the self is the God. It's a self-worshipping identitarian religion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think they're, you know, maybe there could be violence this summer. There certainly was in the lead up to the last presidential election.
Definitely will be violence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You already saw people in,
I mean,
you know,
if anything,
trying to take
summer.
Over Zuccotti Park again, you know.
They're already talking about how they want to outdo the Chicago convention.
Yeah.
They want to outdo the 68. And the convention's in Chicago this year.
We are preparing for an RNC event, but we will not be going to the DNC. Because you have to be a fucking retard to go to Chicago for the DNC convention.
Yeah, that seems like a
you're gonna get shot.
Really bad plan.
Would it look any different than Chicago on a normal day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like you'll get shot.
That was a mean comment about Chicago. Sorry, Chicago.
So the RNC is in I think it's in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
So that's still kind of like okay, I guess Milwaukee's okay, and so we're working on logistics for doing a whole week of shows during the RNC. We'll see how it goes, but. No DNC.
No.
I ain't going anywhere fucking near Chicago during the DNC.
No.
I am from Chicago. I've been shot at for no reason before.
But they want, I mean, I think there is an anarchist, it's called Antifa. They want the violence.
Antifa's not anarchist.
They're
communists.
They want violence.
They're like
Antifa are communists. They're not anarchists.
They're the communists. They want violence.
Big difference.
There is a desire to have riots. There's a desire to have violence and they're looking for it.
Right.
They're trying to foment it.
And they want people killed. And so they would gladly use the chaos to kill people. And if you're in Chicago and you're going to buy a cheeseburger and you get shot and killed, the cops are going to go, it's Chicago.
Mm.
How sad.
The only time I was shot at for no reason was I guess it wasn't for no reason. Never mind.
Mm. What?
was that sufficient duck toilet?
I gotta hear the rest of that story.
Yeah, that actually is a pretty decent answer. The main reason why I even thought about this is because I noticed that Trump said a while ago that he's gonna push a more Christian nationalist message. He is also now selling Bibles, King James versions, and I also saw that he's also selling 1911 45 ACP.
What? Pistols. Where?
So that made me think. I was like, okay, so maybe there's gonna be some kind of violence. I don't know. Maybe that's
where is he selling? Where is he selling 45 ACP?
1911s.
I can't remember the website itself, but I can find it for you later.
It's Cabot Guns.
That's not Trump, though, is it?
It says Trump 45 commemorative.
No, I don't think
pistols.
It's Cabot Guns. I think it's like Great American something. I'm not sure though.
Well, this says Trump 45.
Also, is he selling
commemorative
it or
pistols?
They named
1911.
It after him.
There's a lot of people.
No, he's offered his likeness to it.
Well, listen, Trump sells stuff. He's been selling stuff for
a long time.
Remember when he was selling steaks during the 2016 election?
What a time.
Remember that?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't hold it against a man who the government is going after trying to take all of his money and assets. I don't hold it against a man trying to sell something.
Golden Trump 45 1911s.
Is that the Cabot Guns one?
Yeah, but he was saying ammo.
That's the one.
Oh, the Cabot.
No,
there's Trump
ammo,
one
the
ordinance
gun.
Too. Trump one ordinance, auto ordinance. I don't know.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Too bad they sold out.
Anyway. Yeah, that's what keeps happening with this.
Well, thanks for calling in, man.
That's cool. I just one more thing to say. The Second Amendment protects your First Amendment so that you can be religious if you want to or not be religious if you want to. But make sure you protect yourself with the Second Amendment.
Right on.
Ooh. True that, man.
If I could get 45 ACP with Trump on the side of the casing, I would buy like 5,000 rounds.
All right, that'd be sick. I'd collect those casings for sure. All right, on to Endil. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, everybody. How's it going tonight?
Well, I'm doing well. Thank you, man.
Sound great.
Appreciate it.
Excellent. Well, I'm doing good because it turns out I actually am Superman, so.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Anyhow, so on the subject of chickens, I feel like analogies are a really great way to explore ideas that otherwise might be really nebulous. So it was really cool last night, your analogy about the chickens versus the farmers and us versus the globalists.
Yeah.
So my question is, in Orwell's Animal Farm, who do the farmers represent? Like, what's the analogy we're supposed to be drawing?
Globalists! So what I was saying yesterday is the chickens have their pecking order, and they've decided who's in charge. Do any of us give a shit?
It's quite literally where the word pecking order, the phrase pecking order, comes from.
Do we? I don't give a shit. Yeah. I don't give a shit which rooster they choose to be in charge. I can go in there and kill any one of them I want. So the globalists could probably be thinking, like, I don't give a shit who the Americans vote for. We are doing our thing either way.
So you think like the So are you talking about like book, the pigs that I take mean, over, or also the original farmers?
In Animal Farm, I have no idea. It depends on what Orwell intended with the writing of the book, I guess. I don't know.
Of course, but I mean, I just kind of see them as a very, very similar analogy. But anyway, the point being, it was really thought-provoking, and the more that I sat with it, I was asking myself, is this really the best way to frame the situation, though? Because with respect to the chickens that we own, we're like that. Our relationship with them is like that because we literally are higher beings than they are. And that's the problem with these globalists is that they merely think they are, or they desperately want to be higher beings with a massive God complex. So we're not dealing with farmers per se. We're dealing with a cadre of roosters in the farmer complex who are collectively wearing some straw hat they found and desperately trying to wrap their minds around how does farm while still being chickens.
That's right.
So I think the interpretation of...
So what we need then is aliens to come and depose the roosters wearing the straw hats.
Oh, hell yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's
good. Just to put a lid on that, or an end cap or whatever, with regards to Orwell, I think the farmers who get deposed are commonly interpreted as being capitalists. Hmm. But I don't think that's true.
I think they're interpreted as different countries.
I think we're dealing with a Nietzschean God is dead situation. Hmm. The farmer being deposed and with all of the communist hell that comes after that is a product of them killing off God and believing they can do the job instead.
Yeah, people definitely.
It's a good analogy, good insight.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the call. Anything else to add, brother?
As long as we're not.
No. Thank you guys very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in.
Cheers. Thanks. All righty. Next up, we got Conspiracy Ranch. How you doing? Welcome back.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Well.
Hey, how are you?
All right. We're going to make this quick. So, question for the table. I got two parts real quick. The question for the table. What the fuck are all these stickers of anime teen girls in sexual outfits all over people's cars now?
What?
And shout out to Freedom Tunes and Tim the chicken mob boss. So Tim and Daniel, what's the best chicken breeds for egg production, then meat after production stop? Thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
Cheers, man.
Well, it depends. Leghorns lay really big eggs. And so if you like big eggs and double yolks, you can get some leghorns, and they're our leghorns a little small, but they don't lay eggs for a long time because they're really high egg producers. So they lay constantly until their ovaries burn out. And then you have Plymouth Barred Rocks, I think they're called. They lay quite a bit, but if you breed a barred Plymouth, what is it Plymouth Rock? No, what is it?
Barred Rock.
Barred Rock, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you breed them with a Rhode Island Red Rooster, you'll get what's called Black Star chickens, and they are really great layers because they lay all year round and they have a high production. So I think Black Star chickens, is what they're called, Black Stars, are considered to be really good for laying eggs. And That's I don't know. I'm not like a chicken expert or anything, but that's my general understanding from what we've done.
I have mostly Rhode Island Reds and Brahmins. They're great. I don't really think you're going to eat your chickens when they're done laying. The meat's a little tough. That's why they're called, like, if you have coq au vin, like, which is, well, technically it was an older rooster, but chickens after a couple of years are great for stock. You're not really going to want, I mean, you can eat them, but it's not going to be good. The chicken
well,
that you
has
normally
to be
eat,
French. You have to eat it.
You have
French
to eat
style.
In the French style. Well, you have to stew
French
it.
French are really good at taking bad meat
and stew
and turning
yeah.
it into turning tasty something good. Dinner. Yeah.
And mostly French the, energy tonight.
That's all. Yeah.
Mostly the chicken that you eat are really, really young. And so, kind of two different purposes, but if you feed your chickens well, we feed our chickens human scraps. I mean, they have some chicken food, but really, really clean water. And really good food. We had eggs all winter. This idea that they sunset in the winter and
yeah.
no, no,
well,
no. We had
lambs, right?
We had eggs all year because they just eat really well.
Yeah, for our chickens, egg production definitely slowed in winter.
It slows, yeah,
but we still had a shitload.
Oh god.
So no. we pulled up. It's the Bard Plymouth Rock chickens. You breed one of these hens with a Rhode Island Red rooster. You get Black Star babies, and the Black Stars, the girls will be all black. The boys will look like Bard Plymouth with a little Rhode Island Red. But the girls are all black for whatever reason, and they lay tons of eggs. As for broiler chickens, they're called, the ones you eat, I honestly don't know. We don't do broilers. We only do layers.
I've processed a couple of our chickens, and it's just not worth it. It's messy. It's gross.
We ate the roosters.
And it's just
Allison made rooster chili, and everyone went nuts for it.
Was it good?
It was really good. It's like we had rooster. We had like baked rooster. We had a rooster stew and a rooster chili, and everyone just attacked the chili and kept going for more.
Cool.
Allison was very proud of her delicious chili recipe.
As to the first part of the question, I have not seen naked anime girls on cars. I don't know.
No idea.
Am I missing something?
I think that's just the rise of like anime getting really popular, and it's always had kind of a like, doesn't it lean on sort of a weird sexual edge for some of them?
I don't really
I just know when you go into like bookstores,
like
they have those huge things
well,
now.
They're,
in maid outfits.
Right.
It's
they're
weird.
I would not. Like I would not say that anime like leans on trend. Weird sexual shit. I would say there is weird sexual shit no matter what you do.
No, but isn't there like? It's. I'm not saying all anime, but there's like a specific genre that like I just know. Like they see pictures of Barnes and Nobles where they're like in bags or whatever.
There. Rule. What was it, Rule 34? If it exists, there is porn of it. That's
yeah.
It, end of story. So there's Family Guy porn. There's Simpsons porn. There's there's.
Then what's
Scooby
the thing
Doo,
with like them bagging? Because like anime has gotten so popular that like Barnes and Nobles and stuff have these huge sections now, which is interesting. But then you'll see these like it's not something I know a lot about, so I'm happy to plead ignorance here. But like you'll see these people being like, oh look, they're selling certain books that like they literally sell in sealed plastic casings because they
you're
don't like.
Porn?
What I don't know what it is. It's not something I'm familiar with, but it's like, this is something they start selling. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Graphic novels?
They're graphic novels or something that like they're censoring by like wrapping them the way that you talk about with like the magazines.
Well, this could be because they don't want you reading it for free because they want you to buy it.
Maybe.
It may not be censored. It may just be like comic books that you can buy sealed because then they're.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Not an anime person.
Yeah. Is that everything, my friend? Anything else to add?
Yeah, no, we're good. My brother's got a neo vagina now. Ban it all and fuck the Department of Education.
Wow, well, damn, thanks for calling man. In.
Totally fair. Yeah,
I call them colonic sex holes.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
You
Thank
saw
you
the Ontario
call.
Guy who wants to get a neo vagina installed but keep his penis.
Yes,
yes.
There was that woman,
but it's not a fetish, you guys.
There was
it's
that,
an
there
identity.
Was that, there was that woman who got a flesh wad grafted to her clit but kept her vagina.
Ugh.
She got a magazine story about it.
Gross.
Well,
on that note,
let's talk to Patrick of Totality. How you doing, man? Totality Ohio. I should say.
Quite a transition. I was doing well before that.
I know, man. I know. Then the colonic sex hole came out and it just got all weird again.
Colonic sex
hole. Yeah, thanks for the transition there.
Yeah, the
So speaking of that, I have a question. In the last few years, there have been relatively minor infrastructure incidents that have had some major impacts on our economy and consumers, such as the recent boating accident, slight problem there. Colonial Pipeline was hacked, and they shut that down for a while. And there's been other little things that have caused some big disruptions. The American Society of Civil Engineers has given the American infrastructure a D previously, and the current grade is a C-. Great improvement there. Is there anything that... we could do to encourage the government and corporations to upgrade infrastructure to be more resilient to accidents and the potential of, you know, the terrorist threat that, you know, they may be walking across the border and be planning whatever.
No.
Is there anything that we could do? All right.
I mean, we can't get anything done. Like, literally nothing. Like, this country is stagnant. Congress is broken. It's just the government, Biden just says executive order and does whatever the fuck you want. States are doing whatever they want. This country is falling apart. You could preach until you're blue in the face and Congress won't budge. Yeah. Look, you have all the Republicans saying no omnibus. And then Mike Johnson's like omnibus. And then yay. And then they vote on it. Mm. And it's full of weird ass psycho bullshit. Whatever the lobbyists want, they get. Nothing else gets done.
Yeah.
The Titanic has hit the iceberg. They're stealing the fine china and they're running out the door.
That is true. What's happening? Although the Baltimore Bridge should have had a little more fortifications around the edges. Like, shouldn't there have been some fenders or little rock islands? Or
I mean, they're
like
supposed
that?
To be. And they had some, but they were not strong enough for that kind of boat. What they were saying is that bridge was built in the 70s when they didn't have these gigantic shipping container ships the way they do now.
And nobody was ever looking into it. Check it out.
Yeah, why wouldn't you
I think it was
that?
An intentional attack. I think it was more likely to be intentional than an accident.
You don't think it was just stupidity on this one?
How do you accidentally steer a ship into one a support column like that?
So what do you make of the power failure and stuff?
No idea. I'm just saying, like, so the power goes off, the ship turns back on, they kick the engines into full blast, steering it directly into the path of the main support column. That's like, whoops, I slipped and fell and bought a lottery ticket and won. I'm just like, the Occam's razor suggests guy on boat turned boat into pillar.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Did they ever question those guys? Did we ever get any answers on
that? They did a cursory investigation within a few hours determined it was an accident.
That was it.
But they came out and they said,
it
was an accident.
That it was going to take a while to do a full investigation?
Yeah, maybe. But Occam's razor suggests it was a guy steered the boat into the pillar. That's mm-hmm. it.
I think to answer your question also in a way, infrastructure, kind of like energy policy, is not sexy. No one runs for president on infrastructure, right? No one runs for office saying, I'm going to fix. We've talked about crumbling roads and bridges. You use it to get trillions of dollars from the taxpayers. Obama was going to fix our crumbling roads and bridges, right? Mm-hmm. Biden is going to fix our, because we have the bipartisan infrastructure bill. But that's the boring part. It's like forest management. Every time Gavin Newsom sees California forests burn, he says, ah, shit, climate change. Right, because no one really wants to manage the forests. I didn't become governor to manage forests. I didn't become governor to fix bridges or make sure that bridges have the necessary buffers and rock islands around the pylon. Who the crap wants to? I became governor because I want to push equality and gender diversity, and I want to build a more just and
should start celebrating governors more that pay attention to infrastructure, so they want to talk about it all the time.
So infrastructure is never going to get fixed because it's no longer a core function of government, and that's unfortunate because it is a function of government, at least the way we're currently designed. And so if you can in the private sector build your own road because the government won't allow you, but government won't fix the road, then what do you do? And so mm-hmm. I don't know the answer to that, but that's the main reason why it's never going to get fixed. It's just too unsexy. It's boring, right? Roads, bridges, sewers, potholes. Your mayors used to run on that stuff, and now your mayors run on shutting down pizza ovens in New York City and migrant issues.
That's totally messed up. And then Pete Buttigieg tells us that infrastructure is racist.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
So glad that he's in charge of that stuff.
Yeah. So there you go.
And then he went on paternity leave for a baby that nobody in his family actually had.
Exactly. Yeah exactly. So that's why infrastructure is going to continue to crumble, because mm-hmm. there's no incentive to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Sad. We have to end on a positive note, though, because I don't want to be all doom and gloom.
Chickens are great.
Chickens are a lot of fun. Chickens are good. That's why you need some.
Watching chickens just mill about is a cure for depression. You cannot be angry with chickens walking around doing chicken stuff.
Yeah.
They're hilarious. Just funny little dinosaurs.
Funny little dinosaurs.
Anything to add to that, Patrick?
Isn't it funny?
I agree with the same thing. There's a zero incentive for the government to maintain their infrastructure. I do like tolls, although a lot of people don't like me because I say that. But if they have something that shuts down, they lose revenue, and that makes them care. If there's no revenue stream from it, they don't care about it.
Yeah, so much so that the New York Marathon, did you see they want the...
$750,000 or something they want for them to cross the Verrazano Bridge?
Because they shut down the Verrazano Bridge for the New York Marathon, and so they said we need to recuperate that, so every runner has to chip in, and
we're not going to lose... $20 to cross that bridge.
Yep. We're not going to lose our $750,000 that day, so runners, pay up.
What did they do other years, or did they change the course?
They used to just take the hit.
Because like, the marathon has to hit all five boroughs, so it hits Staten Island for like a couple steps before you get on the Verrazano Bridge. That's it.
Yeah.
Right on.
That's the only source of revenue New York has now are tolls and congestion pricing. And
that congestion pricing.
And the tolls are only on the way in.
Yeah,
well, you pay it's it one way or the other. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, because they want to create negative pressure. They want people to leave and have it harder to come back in.
Yep.
But when you leave, you pay the Gothels, I think. So if you come in, the Gothels is free, but you pay the Verrazano. And if you leave, you pay the Gothels, but not the Verrazano.
Staten Island screwed up no matter what.
Was that good, sir? Yeah.
It's very good. Yes. Thank you. And I wanted to shout out real quick, the sun and the moon. Thank you for coming together and providing a fabulous entertainment thing on Monday. I'm in the path of totality, and it's awesome because I can just sit in my house. I don't have to go anywhere. So.
Sweet.
Nice.
Get your glasses from 7-Eleven.
Don't go to school.
All right, man.
Day.
Thanks for calling in.
It's nice someone finally gave the moon a shout out. You know, like everyone ignores the poor moon.
Well, the moon's a space station, so, you know,
so
it chooses to eclipse. Daniel, thanks for hanging out.
It's a great time. Thank you.
Yeah. We'll be back tomorrow in the morning. Tenet Media YouTube Culture War. We're going to be discussing the intricacies of the Crowder divorce issue, but it's mostly about divorce in general, marriage, and how people feel about it. So check that out, and we'll see y'all tomorrow.
I'm glad I'm not on.